This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
The AOPA Foundation recently awarded its first ever $10,000 grants for nonprofit groups, and one of those grants went to Lighthawk, a group based in Wyoming that uses GA airplanes to help conservation efforts around the world. I spoke with Greg Bettinger and Ryan Boggs at AOPA Summit in Fort Worth to find out more about Lighthawk's programs. Here's Greg.
We were just going to talk about our endangered species transport flights, which are relatively new to Lighthawk over the last 3 or 4 years. And it was an opportunity for us to bring in some pilots that flew airplanes that typically weren't used for Lighthawk. Most of our flights are done in 4- and 6-passenger single-engine airplanes that fly at relatively low altitudes. You know, more survey-type flights and just sort of aerial perspective. We were contacted by some folks at different zoos around the country asking if we could become involved in a species survival plan, which essentially is taking animals that are on the endangered species list and moving them between zoos and other facilities where they can kind of be involved in a captive breeding program. And the interim goal of that is for possible release back into the wild. So for some of these larger animals, we needed larger airplanes and faster airplanes. So enter into the picture some Pilatus PC-12 pilots that were interested in joining Lighthawk just for that purpose. So that's kind of how we got this program going, and we've expanded it now, doing a variety of endangered falcons for release in Central America and down in West Texas, actually, not too far from here, and into New Mexico, as well as some other animals whose names I still can't pronounce.
Ryan Boggs, Lighthawk's chief program officer, explains why these flights are so vital.
We've spent considerable amount of time working with the Mexican wolf species survival plan, as well as the black-footed ferret species survival plan. And the flights are really critical for moving these animals around the country and maintaining the genetic diversity in the breeding populations, because they basically have to have a diverse genetic pool in order to survive, and by definition there aren't very many of these animals out there. So the folks are often are looking for ways that they can move animals quickly because of the stress that other kinds of transport, whether it's commercial airliners or ground transportation, it really can damage the or make the animals less successful in their captive breeding programs, or sometimes our flights are actually towards releasing the animals into the wild, and they need to be ready to go when they get there. And so, you know, a long truck ride or commercial air transport can be problematic. So a lot of the partners have said that the animals, because of the care that our pilots take in them, do better on the flights through Lighthawk.
Okay, I bet they do. And I'm sure it helps a lot to have access to an airplane like a PC-12 or something that has a lot of range and a lot of capacity. Mm-hmm. So are you looking for more pilots?
We are. Right now we're only limited by the number of pilots that we have. We've got some outstanding pilots who volunteer for almost every flight that we have. But there are a lot of flights that are a lot more animals that could use some flights. So we are looking for more pilots.
Okay, so Greg, if a pilot wants to volunteer, how would they go about doing that?
The easiest thing to do is to go to our website, lighthawk.org, and just click on the volunteer pilot page, and they can get a link direct to me, and we can start the inquiry process that way.
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.